Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. We're going to empower you. That's right. Get ready for it. An hour of empowerment. Magical Engineer Frank's ready. I'm ready. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We have a great show. First part of the show, we're going to be talking about domestic pets are isolation lifesavers. That's right. New study coming out of Australia. We're going to talk about that. Also, we may touch on some liver health in this hour and other stuff. We'll see how the hour goes. We do have a quack report. But before we get into all that great stuff, Frank, behave. Before we get into all that great stuff, we have to do our devotional. Lord comes first. You know that all the time. And so we go to Romans chapter 3 for that, and it says, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. So, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto the grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Romans 5. Amen. Seek Lord's face, mind's time. Get out that Bible. Have a conversation with the Lord. Develop that friendship. Because if you don't, one day you're going to wish you had. In mind's time, it grows short because the Lord Jesus Christ is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, thanks, Frank. Frank's very vocal today over there. let's see, first up in the quacker. Apparently, there's some evidence on the new tests, the antigen tests for the COVID. Yep. Apparently, the CDC and the FDA have come out and said that the tests may not be that accurate. Remember, Frank, I told you all these tests, whatever they are, doesn't matter if they're COVID tests, prostate tests, whatever it is, there's a 20% error margin built into these tests. So, and this is exactly what they're saying here. There's a 20% error margin in this COVID test. Now, these are the Food and Drug Administration, the CDC, they're acknowledging there's a likelihood of incorrect results. And they say health professionals should expect some false positive results to occur, even when very accurate tests can be used in screening large populations. So the CDC has echoed the FDA's recommendations, noting these antigen tests are not 100% accurate. So, and they said these antibody test results should not be used to determine if someone can return to work or to get in with a group together in settings such as schools, dormitories, or correctional facilities. So shouldn't be used for that purpose. And speaking of the COVID thing, hospitalizations have dropped 84% in patients that get treated with the hydroxychloroquine. This is a study that this was in the International Journal of Antimicrobial Agents. They said when they treat patients with the hydroxychloroquine, it significantly lowers hospitalizations and mortality rates with the COVID patients. So 84% lower risk. And, you know, the hydroxychloroquine has got the zinc sulfate with it, and I believe an antibiotic is what they're using, and they're saying it's a very successful combination. So people have therapeutics if they want to rely on those. And last but not least, oh, we're back to the COVID vaccine. Apparently, some U.S. healthcare workers are saying, I don't want that vaccine. That's right. The frontliners, your doctors, your nurses, your hospital, or I should say ambulance techs, the EMTs, they're kind of like skeptical about taking this experimental vaccine because it was developed in so record time, you know. And so here's a quote from one nurse. This is Yolanda Dotson. She's 55. She says, I think I would take the vaccine later on, but not right now. I'm a little leery of it. She works for the Montefiore Hospital in New York City. She actually spent the spring taking care of a lot of COVID patients that were sick with the virus. So data from the clinical trials have shown that two vaccines, one developed by Pfizer and one and biotech, and the other by Moderna and the U.S. National Institutes of Health, they're saying they're 95% effective. Now, there were 44,000 volunteers in the Pfizer trial and 30,000 in the Moderna's trial, of which these trials did get suspended. All of them got suspended for something, but it was kind of sketchy as to some reports snuck out that there was neurological damage of some kind on some patients. But I think they pretty much just blamed it on the patient. So somebody got MS from a shot, not happening, they say. Plus the London research, two trials, two different countries, and they kind of patched the research together, two different trials, not what you would do. And a good test. All right, and so, you know, weigh your options out there. Think about it. Research it. Always research whatever therapies are recommended to you before you actually jump in there, and be safe out there. And that wraps the Quack Report. Oh, Frank's asking, which way does the error margin go? Well, the error margin, mostly in the false positive area, Frank. So, you know, you see it in pap smear tests, you see it all kinds of things. Drug tests, you see it in blood work, all kinds of things. Because so many things can go wrong. There could be cross-contamination in the test. All kinds of things could really have an impact on the results. So there's a 20% error margin. Human errors in there, faulty equipment, whatever. So it's in there. What did she say? Oh, yeah. Well, I just know the virus is real, but I believe it's been over exaggerated on its mortality, death threat. We reported recently on the statistical examination of examining the COVID from from March to September and taking in the entire year's worth of mortalities and deaths and comparing it to the year before, and there's no difference. The same number of people are dying prior to having COVID around. Yeah, the common cold is real too. Good point. That's it. Well, let's talk about our furry friends for a little bit. I'm a pet lover. I know, Frank, you're a pet lover. And if you are a pet lover, you understand the value of having a furry friend around the house. Countless studies have shown that pets... what? Oh! Frank is petting one of his kitty cats right now. Aw, I'll give the kitty a pat for me. So there's been a lot of studies that have shown that pets lift the spirits of people, patients in hospitals even, and they offer valuable service to the disabled. So, however, now the COVID pandemic has offered a unique opportunity to highlight just how much of a lifesaver pets can be. And this new study demonstrates that even greater value pets have in times of human distress. So we're going to check this report out. This was a study December 2020, just recently, at the University of South Australia. And they observed that the life-saving role pets can have when pandemic fallout occurs. Now, social isolation takes its toll on human health, and in some cases, jobs are even lost. So, and we hear about 5 million people quietly slipped into poverty during the COVID pandemic, and many of those folks are not going to be able to keep their pets. They had to give them up. So, these folks that unfortunately went into poverty, you know, I'm sure they're not going to be ringing in the new year, you know. So, well, let's look at the isolation toll. The shelter in place for society, or all these society lockdowns, they deny people what they long for, social contact and a sense of touch. And many children may grow up not being allowed to hug their teacher or a classmate and not even see their face. Now, recently I overheard a conversation at the grocery store, Frank. This was interesting. The cashier was telling a customer in front of me how she was explaining to her 10-year-old daughter that they had to social distance and wear their masks while at home. Right? I'm shaking my head at that. But apparently the child thought the restrictions were unnecessary when at home with family. Now, who's smarter, the mother or the 10-year-old? So it makes you wonder how far governments will take this and how willingly people will accept it. So no touching. Isolation tactics curtail human touch. That's what they do. And there are more nerve endings in your skin than there are in your human brain. And this is why the feeling of touch is so essential for a healthy life. So during the pandemic, the elderly who have pets have relied on them for company and for comfort. Here is a quote from one of the study leads, Dr. Jeanette Young, University of Australia. She says, governments need to sit up and take notice that isolation has health consequences, and the sense of touch has been taken for granted, even overlooked, until the COVID pandemic hit. So when there is limited or no human-to-human contact, it can be life-endangering, she says. She goes on to explain, in the year 2020, when human contact has been so limited and people have been deprived of touch, the health impacts on our quality of life, and they have been enormous, she says, end of quote. So, yes, Frank, I understand. Well, we're going to talk about the stress buffer that pets give us. Obviously, Frank's experiencing that right now. According to the research, pets have offered humans a buffer against stress that the pandemic restrictions have created, and this is why there's been this increase in pet adoptions, which have quadrupled, and breeders have been putting people on lists for available pets. So more than half the world's population share their lives with a pet. So in the United States, for instance, people spend a lot of money on their pets, normally about $260 billion a year. So with the pandemic, those figures are expected to be surpassed. Dr. Young goes on to say, pets seem to be especially important when people are socially isolated or excluded, and pets provide comfort, companionship, and a sense of self-worth. I can't disagree with that. So in her study, according to Dr. Young, the sensation of touch has not been studied as much as it should be. And according to her, the sense of touch is important to our well-being, such as it's critical, she says, for growth, critical for development, it's critical for overall health, and also, she says, it reduces stress hormone levels like cortisol, and touch is an important to the elderly, especially when they're in a sense of decline. Okay. Now, if you remember, the German did some studies during World War II and on newborns. They did on newborn babies that were born in the concentration camps. So what they reported is that if an infant is touched in order to look only after their basic needs, like feeding, bathing, and changing diapers, well, that's the only time the infant is touched, that the infant eventually wanes and dies even though their basic needs have been met. So Dr. Young's research shows that people with pets stated that just touching their pets comforted and relaxed them, and the pets enjoyed their owner's company as well. And it's often been observed that pets can tell if their owner is upset, distressed, or even traumatized. So it's like the pet knows when the owner's not feeling well and tends to draw near to the owner. Now, here's a revealing statement I want to read to you. This is also from Dr. Young. She said, humans have an innate need to connect with others, but in the absence of human touch, pets are helping to bridge this gap. And in the era of COVID-19, social distancing and sudden lockdowns and social upheaval, she says our pets may be the only living beings that many people are able to touch and draw comfort from. She says hospitals, hospice, and aged care facilities should be encouraging pet connections with the residents. However, they do not recognize the value of human-animal relationships. So I agree with that. I mean, I've seen instances where, you know, they brought pets into the kids' ward at the hospital, and the kids all perk up, you know, especially on the cancer ward, and they do much better. So it's been proven. So we got furry friends, right? And so it's real important that we look after our health and the health of our pets. Now, given the uncertainty of future events, we really need to be proactive. So you may want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask for their free product catalog. It'll be full of immune support herbal formulas and cleanses to help you stay healthy. And also they have natural pet products there. So give them a call. Their number is 866-229-8255. 866-229-3663. That's toll-free, 866-229-3663. Of course, you can visit their web store, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless, because you're going to be taking that power back, and you're going to be doing so much better. And you'll be amazed that you can cash in on God's promises, where he says, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So, so we've got a few minutes before we can take our first break, and I want to just dive into a reminder here. We have talked about how we can help keep our immune system up and balanced, which is really key in your defense of COVID virus or anything that's a pathogen. So having a balanced immune system, which is healthy and it's supported by proper nutrients, is in a better position to resist pathogens, and efficiently you'll have a higher resistance to infections. So this is even more evident with the COVID-19 virus, which is supposedly affecting the young and the old individuals. Modern medicine, you know, kind of has just struggled with this a little bit, but they're trying to, you know, catch up as to what therapeutics they use that are successful, and they're trying to get that message out, even though a lot of that information has been censored. And most physicians are, the ones that are bold, they're standing up and taking the hits. Here is a quote from Dr. Stephen Thomas, chair of the infectious disease, Upstate University Hospital. He said, COVID-19 virus is very unusual, and some people really fall off the cliff, and we really don't have a good predictors as to who this is going to happen to. These people become short of breath, and their heart races, and their mind detaches from reality in some instances, and he says they experience organ failure and spend weeks in the ICU. Well, since that was stated, we've come a long way into understanding what COVID is. It is an artificially laboratory created forced evolutionary type of virus. It didn't happen by nature, and it's not as deadly as we think it is if we have the right nutrition that the immune system can use. So obviously zinc is one of them, because they add zinc to the hydroxychloroquine. So some ENT physicians did speak out, the ear, nose, and throat specialist. They said some of their patients had a loss of smell and taste. That's textbook. That's when you're low in minerals like zinc, you lose your sense of smell and taste. That was textbook. And zinc, according to the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, found out with COVID, when COVID is involved, if your body has adequate zinc, it will protect you from the virus infecting your cells, because it'll take the zinc and cover your cells with a protein. And that protein blocks the COVID virus from docking to your cell and invading it and making you sick. So basically, physicians are beginning to see that when you have a lack of immune system cells, this virus could overwhelm your system, okay? So it's really not so much the virus. It's people with underlying health issues. They're depleted. They're malnourished, basically. And that can be, you know, an inflammation response by the body as well. So a lack of immune support minerals like calcium and zinc is noted. Immune suppression and weakness that can be produced by antibiotics, inoculations, and other meds. Prescription medications that will flush the minerals out of your system and undermine the integrity of your immune system. Vaccine-induced autoimmune disorders would put you behind the eight ball, as well as chronic medical conditions that stress the immune system daily. So your immune system's exhausted already. So, and that's the thing they found. People that get sick with COVID tend to have underlying medical conditions and low in minerals. So this is the reason a minority of people, not a majority of people, are sick with COVID. Now, according to medicine, they really don't know if a patient has what is called a protein dimer marker in their blood. The D marker is what they call it. They say it increases the risk of mortality. So the D marker usually shows up with people that have mass inflammation in the body. Other markers can create more of a cytokine storm that signals a molecule that is the immune system's attempt to contain the infection. And this can often become a fatal situation. If this happens, that medicine attempts to turn off your immune system to stop it, and to stop organ damage. But we're going to get into where that kind of comes from. Here's what Dr. Randy Crone, director of rheumatology at Children's Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama, says. If you see a cytokine storm, it must be treated. Treating any infection by implementing the immune system is always treacherous, and it's a gamble whether neither the cytokine storm or the infection will turn rampant. So cytokine storm elements is life-threatening, and it's also difficult for medicine to treat. It's also present in other plagues. You'll find it in Ebola plagues, dengue fever plagues, and influenza plagues, especially now your COVID-19. Now, here's some drugs that would promote a cytokine setup storm in your body. This was a report by John Hopkins University Hospital, and it stated certain drugs promote cytokine storms. So the report is not all-inclusive of all drugs that can do this and promote this condition, and they're really unsure why this happens, but the medication they listed was Flomax. It's a generic drug prescribed for urinary retention disorders. Okay, so, you know, the bladder not emptying. Retention. So cytokine protein that is found can be evident in the COVID-19 patients, and often it shows up as an interleukin number 6, or IL-6 for short, on the blood report. It's also known to be involved in situations of respiratory failure. So the physicians at Columbia University at their Celiac Disease Center discovered that people with some very chronic health conditions could be at a higher risk of this IL-6 protein, like if you have celiac disease or inflammatory diseases like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, diverticulitis, stuff like that. So medicine is really considering using some drug inhibitors to nix these IL-6 inflammatory responses and the cytokine storm, but again, they're very expensive and they're really not sure if they're going to work. Also, daily stress is going to impact patients, obviously. Get sufficient sleep, make sure you don't have digestive problems, work on your digestive, your diet. Make sure if you got a lack of appetite, make sure you know you're getting foods with nutrition in them. Also, increase your oxygen input, get some exercise, make sure you get some natural light coming in where you're sheltering in place, and make sure you try to reduce your stress load. Don't put yourself in a financial stress this holiday season, because it's only going to impact everything else. Well, we're going to take a little break, and we're going to finish up with this topic and then jump on over to the liver issue, and we'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Like a bird on the wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free.
All right, Frank. We're back here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about some of the earlier reports on the COVID that came out early this spring. So what we have been learning, or what science has been picking up on, is some minerals are going to be essential if you don't want to get infected with COVID. One of them is calcium. It is a nutrient necessary for a healthy, strong immune system function. We usually don't hear about that, but we hear calcium is good for bones, but really the immune system. So New York University School of Medicine reported in 2016 that calcium is another key element that is vital for your body to destroy infections. In addition to their research, they were highlighting that calcium is needed to also have an immune system that is balanced and to prevent autoimmune disease. This research did get published in May of 2016 in the journal Immunity. So could it be that patients not doing well on COVID virus also have systems that are depleted of the necessary zinc and calcium combo for the immune system to fight off the virus and protect you from it? I would say that's probably the case, and especially if they're on prescription drugs, which tend to flush those nutrients right out of your system. So the presence of calcium is going to help the immune system regulate its signals, regulate production of the immune system antibodies, and turn off the immune system when the infection is gone. So the immune systems create these chemicals that will kill the infection, regulate the anti-inflammatory response, prevent replication of the infection, and prevent spread of the infection. So here's a quote from, this is Dr. Stefan Fisk, professor of pathology at New York University. He says, "We found calcium has a signal. It plays a vital role in keeping the immune system finely balanced, ramping responses up or down at the appropriate time." So the immune system knows what to do and when to do it, but it needs the nutrition in which to do it. Okay. Unfortunately, instead of educating patients on how to stay healthy with the right foods or the medicinal herbs, doctors instead want to create drugs they think will purposely influence calcium signals to enhance their immune system response. But you're forcing the system there. So according to a lot of research, they intend to make influenza vaccines and add calcium channel blockers to them. So this is a class of drugs called inhibitors, and they're used for autoimmune disease. So they want to add these drugs to vaccines, and these vaccines tend to target the elderly and children and patients with chronic inflammatory disease or have autoimmune disease issues. However, this is a lack of adequate calcium we're talking about that causes the immune system to malfunction. And using a calcium blocker, I dare say, will exacerbate the immune system failure. So why does calcium matter? Well, the immune system uses calcium with regard to the charged channel particulates. So the mineral assists in the signaling with cell membranes to help act like a flow switch for cell processes. So the calcium helps the immune system kick on to fight the infection and power down when the infection is gone. So when it does this, it initiates which type of immune system cells are necessary for antibody production, you know, the killer T cells, for instance. So this will influence the transcription of proteins that are helpful in blocking the infection from replicating. So the research done at the New York University Medical Center discovered that without adequate calcium, the immune system struggles to produce proteins as a defense, especially for viral infections. So without minerals like calcium and zinc, we are more vulnerable to autoimmune diseases, most often promoted by vaccines. So research done by the National Jewish Health also confirmed that calcium is involved in the health of the immune system, and women are often very susceptible to calcium loss and at higher risk of autoimmune diseases of childbearing. That information did get published in the April 2017 Journal of Clinical Investigation. So let's move along to zinc, another thing we've noticed people need. There are a lot of prescription medications and over-the-counter drugs that tend to strip the zinc from your system. Drug companies are not required to do nutrient depletion studies on their products. So here's a brief list of products. If you are taking prescription diuretics that can cause the body to void out the minerals, including your zinc, that'll do it. Also, if you're on antacids, anti-inflammatory drugs like prednisone, hydrocortisone, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory meds, they strip you of zinc. Anticonvulsant drugs, antiviral drugs, birth control drugs, cardiovascular drugs, and ulcer drugs. And this is a large piece of the American population taking this stuff. Also, the drugs that will deplete your calcium are the bone density drugs to treat osteoporosis, the Fosamax, Boniva, your osteoporosis injection drugs like Prolia, drugs for kidney disease, anti-seizure drugs, and your chemotherapy drugs. Going to get rid of your calcium. This is why people on chemotherapy have no immune system working. Foods with calcium, let's look at those. The best sources of calcium will come from foods. They're balanced chemistry. Okay, don't rely on a lab to megadose you to death with isolated nutrients. You want to balance chemistry because, as we've pointed out, calcium needs zinc and boron in order for your body to utilize calcium. So without the zinc and boron in a 2-to-1 ratio, you got no calcium going on. So when you look at your food sources, that chemistry is already there. It's already perfect. God did that. So the best sources of calcium will be from raw vegetables or some of your medicinal herbs. They'll have that perfect chemistry ratio, 2 parts calcium, 1 part boron, 1 part magnesium. So sesame seeds, millet, oats, your herbs like horsetail, comfrey, lobelia, and oat straw. And you want to select your things carefully. A lot of people want to rebuild the calcium and zinc and strengthen their immune system to heighten their resistance to infections, especially the viruses. So you want to investigate your supplements very carefully. Scientific facts are that the body prefers nutrition in its whole food state, not in isolated synthetic state. So for the human body to utilize calcium, it prefers a specific chemistry where the calcium is paired correctly with additional minerals for the uptake and absorption. So the amount of each of these minerals is going to be specific in the food source, but a lot of laboratories will just give you mega doses of this stuff, and the body will treat it just like a prescription drug. So zinc foods, the high in zinc, are going to be kelp, alfalfa, apples, beets, onions, almonds, and astragalus and echinacea root, going to be very high in your zinc. Sometimes being healthy is not that complicated. You just know what tools to use. And you can trust in the Lord's chemistry. He did it. He knows what the body needs. So if you're looking for some herbal formulas that are high in your calcium and zinc, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a full line of stuff there. And it's all balanced, cold-pressed, professional strength chemistry. It's just everything that nature put in there is still in there. So give them a call. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. Get a free catalog, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com is the web address. Do sign up for their online newsletters and get empowered each week. And they're free. You just have to have email to get them. You just go to their website, thepowerherbs.com, and click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for the newsletters there. There's the American Survival, and that goes out on Tuesdays, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So if you want to get one tomorrow, you can jump up on that website and put in your request for a free newsletter, and it'll go out to you the next day. All right, moving along, we're going to be talking about the many benefits of the herbs that will help your liver out. And, with this COVID thing, people are drinking more. So the liver, the poor liver, well, they're stressed. You know, they're anxious, they're stressed, they may even be depressed. And the alcohol just exacerbates anxiety and depression, so they need to really limit that. But the liver is the largest organ of our body. And it has a lot of responsibility. The liver has to change food into energy while it neutralizes poisons such as alcohol and toxic substances like prescription drugs. And it has to aid in the digestion, or you don't stand a chance of having any normal function. So a healthy liver is producing the necessary bile for digestion. So modern medicine wishes it could offer patients a good liver aid, but they really don't have one. They don't. So we're going to check this out. So there are many health risks that can affect the liver. Viruses can affect hepatitis, for instance, drugs, alcohol, poisons, cancer. So liver disease can scar the liver tissue, causing cirrhosis of the liver, in which at least 80% of the cases tend to be preventable. Now, a sure sign that the liver is going to be sick is you get some yellowing of the skin, known as jaundice. About 10 out of 100,000 people die from chronic liver disease, which is avoidable. More than 2 million Americans have the alcohol-related liver disease, so that works out to be about 30,000 deaths a year from this disease. And we're also told that 3.5 million suffer from hepatitis C, causing about 12,000 deaths a year, when someone within the scientific medicine is saying that, well, there's no such thing as a hepatitis C. That was all contrived and made up. Hepatitis B affects 46,000 and increases the risk of liver cancer by about 100%, and it causes roughly 5,000 deaths per year. So a very disturbing statistic is that liver transplants are on the rise for children. So if you contract hepatitis, Your physician can only advise you to rest, refrain from anything that would further damage the liver, like drinking alcohol or taking drugs like prescription or recreational drugs. And if you have cirrhosis of the liver, the most your doctor can do is offer you relief from the complications. So if you eat something poisonous, let's say like poisonous mushrooms, all your doctor can do is wait until the fatal consequences run its course. Modern medicine refuses to use herbs to protect the health of your liver. Well, let's look at also the chemotherapy stuff. Scientific medicine often prescribes chemotherapy to people with liver cancer. And in a 2009 study, it revealed that milk thistle herb reduces inflammation in the liver and protects it from further damage from chemotherapy. However, scientific medicine wants to leverage milk thistle for chemotherapy treatments in order to give more potent doses of the chemotherapy. So that study was in the Journal of Cancer and the American Cancer Society. Astonishing. Here is Dr. Kara Kelly, New York Presbyterian Hospital. She says chemotherapy drugs cause inflammation in the liver, and often doctors have to discontinue the treatments. Despite limited knowledge of milk thistle herb, medicine has begun to use the herb to reduce the inflammation. Well, there is also a skin cancer study, University of Colorado, 2013. They said milk thistle kills skin cells that have been mutated by a UVA radiation and helps protect the skin from damage. And the research, another similar study, got published in the Journal of Molecule Carcinogenesis. And here is a quote from Dr. Rajesh Agrawal, Cancer Prevention and Control, CU Cancer Unit. He says, when you have a cell affected by UV radiation, you either want to repair it or kill it so it cannot go into mutate and cause cancer. So he goes on to say, we show that milk thistle that contains psilocybin does both. Oh, yeah. Well, anti-cancer herbs to the rescue. Some more research out of 2007 said milk thistle has anti-cancer effects. So the plant has compounds, the psilocybin. It suppresses the growth of cancer cells in your liver. The study results were published in the World Journal of Gastroenterology. And researchers are trying to isolate milk thistle's compounds so they can make the drugs out of it and sell it to people with hepatitis and cirrhosis of the liver. Of course, their version is going to deliver side effects because they can't copy nature. They can't steal God's copyright, see? And when you do that, this is where you get side effects. So milk thistle, without all the risks, is available. It doesn't have a high prescription cost at all. And you'll observe milk thistle reduces the number of cancer cells, according to research, stopped the spread of the cancer cells, stopped the replication of the cancer cells, and alerted the cell structure and altered the cell structure and increased the death of the cancer cell, so it wouldn't metastasize. Nice. So nice. Milk thistle. According to Dr. Ki Hu, he's a physician of hepatology at University of California, he says, we discovered that milk thistle with psilocybin, a biologic compound, has been a widely used folk remedy for liver disease for centuries, and it is safe and well tolerated by the body. It protects the liver from drug and alcohol injury, and we are looking to manufacturers to define the chemical form of milk thistle for prescription use. He goes on to say, I'm really convinced that the scientific results show milk thistle can be used to prevent liver cancer, one of the most common cancers worldwide. And this has opened our minds to the possibility of testing other herbal supplements for possible cancer treatments. End of quote. Well, doc, we already got the herbs. What do we need you guys for? We don't need a prescription milk thistle. We already got the real deal. So I would caution you that there's a difference between the quality of your milk thistles. Investigate your sources very carefully. I like to use standard, the tilth standard form of milk thistle. And what that means is the land that the milk thistle was grown on was allowed to rest for several years, 5 years, and the mineral content was allowed to build up in the soil. They also didn't use any fertilizers or herbicides or pesticides on the crop at all. So it's chemical free, it's a healthy crop, and it's organic. Also, there's been some research in 2016 out of St. Louis University. They studied the effects of milk thistle for colon cancer. And the researchers discovered the compounds in milk thistle inhibits the spread of colon cancer and increases the cell death of the cancer cell if you have cancer. So the research did get published in the Journal of Cancer. And they also added some curcumin to the milk thistle, and it seemed to magnify the milk thistle's ability. So it had a synergistic effect, just like I like to add dandelion root, you know, and astragalus root for cancer issues. That's what I, because it magnifies dandelion's action. So, also, this is from Dr. I can't pronounce his first name, Yutha Zakanar. Ezekiel, I guess is how you pronounce it. He is a biomedical physician of science at St. Louis. He said, the combination of the herb's photochemicals or phytochemicals inhibited the cancer cells from multiplying and spreading. In addition, the cancer cells underwent a high amount of cell death to kill the cancer. And this is an alternative therapeutic approach to cancer treatments to avoid the toxicity of chemotherapy. I do believe that these plant chemicals can be the effective treatment in preventing colon cancer. You got that power right now. We all do. Milk thistle. Right? Also, if you have a sweet tooth out there, there was a study in 2006. University. Was this university? No, this was research that got published in the Phototherapy Research Journal. They discovered that the other benefits of milk thistle helped people with diabetes. So they said the scientists were looking at the antioxidants in the plant, the silymarin, which they found significantly lowers sugar and binds to the blood and reduces the fasting blood sugar levels. So researchers used medical texts from John Wiley and Sons archives as a resource of medical text journals and other educational materials to dig into that. Also, Celtic sea salt will kind of get rid of your sweet craving so you don't eat sugar. Celtic sea salt. It's a sun-dried salt. This is Dr. Husseini at the Institute of Medicinal Plants in Iran. He says, we really don't know the exact mechanism of action in the milk thistle, but the research shows the silymarin can play an important role in treating type 2 diabetes. Also, milk thistle research in 2015. This was from Planck Institute in Munich, milk thistle for brain tumors. Yep, researchers were looking for a non-invasive way to treat brain tumors, especially cancer of the pituitary gland, and they discovered a very harmless way to do that using milk thistle with no side effects, and it avoids poisoning the patient with chemo drugs. So this is Dr. Marcelo Perdia. He's a scientist at Max Planck Institute in Munich. He said the silibinin in milk thistle is a major active compound that has an outstanding safety profile in humans, which is already being used in the treatment for liver disease. And here it is for brain tumors. So is it a coincidence that there's over 500,000 gallbladders removed each year, and it's because of sick livers? Because the livers aren't detoxifying the system as well, and then the gallbladder gets all gunked up. Well, it's a great liver herb. If you got gallbladder issues, I like to use barberry bark with the milk thistle. But there's tens of thousands of these studies. I could sit here all day talking to you about just milk thistle. And science, it's out there. doctors should know this, but they're not being taught this. And if they're reading their journals, I mean, they'll read it and they'll throw it down on their desk and probably forget it. You know? Because they can't write a prescription for milk thistle. See? So the German E-Commission, which is kind of the equivalent of our FDA, they were evaluating the effectiveness of milk thistle on liver function, and they approved milk thistle for all liver conditions. So under their studies for things like hepatitis, their European researchers found patients who used the milk thistle recovered very quickly. And one Italian study of several hepatitis patients, some were given milk thistle and some a placebo, they found that the patients that got the milk thistle regained normal liver function. So if you eat something poisonous, like, I don't know, a poisonous mushroom, medicine's not going to save you, but milk thistle can. Okay. Scandinavian alcoholics reversed their cirrhosis damage of the liver using milk thistle for 4 weeks. Wow. So, I mean, there's tons of this stuff out there, and if I can find it, your doctor can find it. So lots of studies. Now, if you're working around industrial chemicals, the milk thistle will help minimize the damage of these chemicals to your liver, because you're exposed to that and you're breathing and absorbing that stuff in. Really, it's just the science just has the tip of the iceberg on milk thistle. It's still under the microscope for them. But I just know God can't lie, and He tells us. It's under our nose, right in our face. Genesis to Revelations. Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30. Psalms 104, verse 14. Revelations chapter 22, verse 2. He's telling us herbs are here for you. They are potent. They're strong. He calls it meat. And they're here for the healing of the nations. And God can't lie. My people perish for lack of knowledge. So, it's a big eye-opener to find out, you know, as advanced as science is, they can sometimes get it very wrong. Working in mainstream medicine, I've observed that many times. So, do your due diligence. Investigate all your therapies recommended to you before you jump in there and do them. It is a bit of a learning curve, but your health's worth it, because modern medicine, the people in modern medicine, bless their hearts, they're just not that invested in your health. You're the one that's got the most to lose, okay? So they're really not laying up at night worrying about your health. You should be doing that and looking for solutions to these everyday problems, and a lot of these herbs can do that. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a free catalog. You'll get the catalog. You'll have more questions. Email or call them, and you will find what tools that are at your disposal and how to use them. A lot of times it's how you use the tools and the type of tools you have. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Money-saving coupons up on their website. Look for those and give them a call if you have questions. I am out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.